I mean, there's a lot of things that inspire me, a lot of people that inspire me. At a young age, for example, one of my best friends, his name was Nick Weber. He was a wrestler, one of the top wrestlers, actually, in the state, in the country. He wrestled for Kings Park. He went to state. Phenomenal. He went to Lehigh on a scholarship to wrestle. He passed away not too long ago, and he probably had one of the biggest impacts on my life. He taught me, like, never quit, you know, never back down from anything, and just as long as you, no matter, you know, if you lost or whatever, just learn from it and, you know, keep moving. And for it, it was just mostly a mindset, just never giving up. Failure was never an option, and it encompassed growth, and growing is the best thing you can do, because, you know, a lot of people, when they need resistance, you know, they, you know, go in the other direction, or they go around it, when they had a great opportunity of learning from it and, you know, improving yourself and getting better. So one of the biggest things I look up to, and I look up to him, is the aspect of what he represented as, you know, a person who never quit and never backed down, always wanted to improve himself and just be the best he could be. And for me, he proved it in his accolades. I mean, he's one of the best wrestlers I've ever seen apart. You know, states and all. But even just as a person, just, you know, be a better version of myself day in and day out. So he's definitely one of the top people who inspire me. My sensei from Trigon, John Giotis, he inspires me just from where he came from and stuff. Not a lot of people know it, but there's a point where he had cancer. And, you know, he went through a lot. But, you know, he had a lot of adversity, a lot of, you know, stuff he went through, but he was able to get past it and accomplish a lot. And just hearing other people's misfortune and what other people went through and how they grew from it, there's a lot to learn from that. And it's weird. I learn from their mistakes or what they went through or, you know, whatever, and it just makes me, you know, be thankful for what I have and what I can do. And yeah, I mean, that's one of the biggest things. That's one of the reasons why I even got into coaching. I wanted to, you know, give back to, you know, the community and just give kids an opportunity I never had, because, you know, I didn't start out in the least. You know, I didn't wane right away. I lost a lot, actually, when I first started wrestling. Even jiu-jitsu, it just didn't click for me. It really didn't click until junior, senior year. And that's when everything started making sense, and it was just contributed to never quit.